Well, this message is to all of those broadcasters on social media. Now, you may never see this, but if you're seeing this now, then we know that this message is just for you. Okay? And so I hope you'll listen up. Good morning, Jared Bassire. But this is primarily for those who are broadcasting on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all of the other, right on, whatever platform you're broadcasting on. This is to you this morning. Do you think by your broadcasting you can solve the world's problems? I don't think so. Regardless of how good of a broadcaster you are, regardless of what you say, what you do, how you say it, what you're wearing. I'm wearing a sweatshirt because I'm a little chilly this morning. I could put my hoodie on and then I could be accused of being a hoodie. You know, what other kind of gimmicks could I come up with to get you to subscribe to my channel? Just push that button down there and subscribe to Larry Phillips. Well, you know, the reason that I'm bringing this up is because there's a lot of people that are on YouTube that they think that they are going to change the world by giving the history of things that have happened. There's nothing wrong with having history. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having an understanding of Zionism and the Masonic Lodge and the occult and Jesuits, Judaism, exposing false doctrine, exposing people who are in the international banking community and in the New World Order, all of that. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But you know what? Your exposing it isn't going to change it. And so the reason that I'm pointing this out is that you can have all of the beautiful video pictures, you can have everything down, you can have your documentation, and there's some people that are very talented in it. You know, Adam Green is very talented, and he's done a lot of good work in exposing the Zionist, you know. Now, I will tell you that if you were using foul language, and vulgar language, I'm not going to listen to you very long, what you have to say. And I know there's a lot of other people that feel the way I do. There's a guy on there, I'm not going to mention his name, but he likes to use foul, vile language, even though he's got a lot of truth. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But one of the things that Adam Green and some of these other Lift the Veil and all of these other broadcasters are forgetting, which is more important than all of the things they're putting out, and that is they're forgetting the most important thing, and that is who their creator is. And what their creator has said. Now, they may deny that their creator said anything. They may even deny their own creator. They may be agnostic. They may be atheist. They may be indifferent. And the reason a lot of people are indifferent is because organized religion has been such an absolute travesty. Good morning, Samuel Paris and Jared Bossier. But truth is truth, whether you accept it or not. And so I'm going to preach to you this morning. I'm preaching to Adam Green. I'm preaching to Lift the Veil. I'm preaching to people like the guy from Boston. You have a lot of followers. There's a lot of people that are following. They want to know what the latest tidbit is on Trump and Jared Trump and Ivanka Trump. They want to know the latest on Netanyahu. They want to know the latest on Pope Francis and the Jesuits. They want to know what's going on with the Masonic Lodge. What about the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem? They want to know what's going on with the Putin in Russia. And what's going on over in Venezuela? You know, my question is, what's going on with you? What's going on with you, Adam Green? What's going on with you, Lift the Veil? What's going on with you? Good morning, Leon Kennedy. Have you looked inward instead of outward lately, Adam Green, or whoever you are broadcasting all these things? There's one universal thing that you can take to the bank, and that is this. The truth is truth, whether you believe it or not. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And whatever you're doing to titillate or attract thousands and thousands of viewers and getting thousands of subscribers, it won't change the truth. It doesn't matter how popular you are, how much you're well received, or for that matter, what message you're putting out. If you're not worshiping the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, it's all futile. It's all vain. And it's sad because one of these days you're going to be shocked to the core when you come to face your maker. Good morning, Ashley Kenny. How are you this morning? And so this particular broadcast is specifically for all the social media broadcasters like myself. The only difference in all of those, you know, I think I have subscribed to 55 channels. And I peruse what different people are saying out there because I want to know what people are saying. It's not that I want to be out of touch with what you're saying, Adam Green, or Lift the Veil, or the guy from Boston. But you know what? If you're not looking to Jesus Christ, you're going to all the wrong places. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It doesn't matter if you have all the latest tidbits of Zionism, of Putin, of the rebuilding of the temple, of the Jesuits, of Pope Francis and the Catholic Church. You can go on Google and just about get any kind of information you want to get. But my question is, have you been to your Bible lately? Have you been to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Have you cried out to your Creator? And have you said to your Creator, have mercy on me? One of these days, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, whether you do it in this lifetime or the next. All of these exercises in futility are not going to mean anything. Jesus Christ is over all things, and by him all things consist. And so this morning, my message is to all the social media broadcasters. You may have the greatest recipes online. You may have the greatest hiking show out there, camping through the Rockies. You may have the greatest motorsports program. You may have the greatest fishing program. You may have the greatest golf program or the greatest travel program, going to all the places throughout the world, the highlights. You may have the greatest photography and the greatest professional videos that anyone has ever seen that's been put out. But one of these days, all of that is not going to mean anything. So I would like to just exhort all of you broadcasters out there, you know, look to Christ, Jesus Christ. You know, look to him for the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You know? The earth is going to melt away with fervent heat. This world, this earth is going to pass away. And one of these days, we're going to be in eternity. Do you believe that you have a never-dying soul? Jesus Christ went... You know, I heard someone the other day say Jesus Christ wasn't a real person. They were denying the reality of the fact that Jesus Christ was a real person. Good morning, Pastor Cook. There's a lot of people up and at him early this morning. Well, Jesus Christ said that he was the great shepherd of the sheep. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth for a specific reason, and that was to save his people from their sins? Do you believe that you're a sinner in need of a Savior? Do you believe that this earth is going to be destroyed? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is coming back as a victorious ruling king? Do you believe that there's going to be a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for his bride? You're only going to live. Everybody that's listening to my voice probably won't reach 100 years old. What's 100 years compared to eternity? It's like a drop in the bucket. And so you're going to worry about the 100 years that you have on this earth, and you're not going to consider your never dying soul? Isn't there something wrong with that picture? You say, well, I want to preserve the United States for my offspring, for my children, for my their children. How about thinking about your own eternal state? Well, this message is for you. And Adam Green, I've sent you several messages. And I've sent you a message I did on that if you're supporting the state of Israel, you're worshiping Luciferian doctrine, you're coming against the state of Israel. But my question is, you're coming against the state of Israel is not going to have anything to do with your eternal state. That's not going to bring you salvation. There's only one that can bring salvation, and that is Jesus Christ. It's not your free will. You don't have a free will, Adam Green. Okay? And I'm not just picking on Adam Green. You know, I respect Adam Green for all the research he's done on the Zionists. I respect you. To point out the fallacies of this false religion, this Luciferian doctrine. But we can point out all of the fallacies and all the falsity. But at the same time, we can miss the boat. Jesus Christ is the one who calms the sea. Jesus Christ is the one who died on Calvary. Jesus Christ is the one who rose again. Jesus Christ is the one who is seated at the right hand of God making intercession for us if we're his people. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes Larry Phillips, and that includes Adam Green, and that includes anyone else that's listening. Richie from Boston, you know. All of you social media broadcasters, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Why did Jesus Christ come to this world? He came to save his people from their sins. And he said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Good morning, Tappan Manna. Well, I know I started this broadcast looking a little bedazzled. With my sweatshirt and my hoodie on, but I wanted to get your attention. You can, you know, be an actor on the stage, but be full of hate and rage. Your heart. We all were born and conceived in a world of sin. And the only remedy is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said you must be born again. Jesus Christ is the only one worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for he has created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4, verse 11. So this morning I just wanted to exhort all of you social media broadcasters out there to think on your eternal state. Give it some thought. Search the scriptures. Get you a good old-fashioned, authorized King James Version of the Bible and begin to read it. I would encourage you to start by reading the Gospel of John. You know, the Lord describes himself in John 6 as being the shepherd of the sheep. You know, we need shepherding. We need shepherding. You know, Christ said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Have you come to Christ? If you've come to Christ, that means you've been given to him by the Father. He says, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day.
And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I'm lifting the veil. There's a big, very popular broadcast called Lift the Veil. A guy with a cat in the background talking about all of these freedom of speech and freedom to speak and all of this stuff. Well, we're lifting the veil today. You know, Adam Green's program is called No More News. I'm giving you the good news, the greatest news you could ever get, and that is Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. He says, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up to the last day. The American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, has a program exposing all the evils of the Muslim religion. But yet, Jay Sekulow on the American Center for Law and Justice wants to promote Zionism, a false doctrine. Jay Sekulow, you need to look to Christ and not uphold the free will of man and the Arminian doctrine. What about all the other broadcast people that call themselves Christian broadcasters? Dick Bott, you need to look to Christ and not look to organized religion. You're getting up in age, Dick Bott. And you can exalt Charles Finney all you want to, but you should be looking to Christ, not men, not Charles Finney, not John Wesley, not Adrian Rogers, not Billy Graham, not Bill Gaither, not Larry Phillips, not Adam Green, not Richie from Boston, not Lift the Veil, all of these other broadcasters should be looking to Christ. I'm speaking to myself too, by the way. Anything I say out of my mouth, I'm speaking to myself. He says, you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. Are you betraying Jesus Christ? Are you mocking him? Are you scoffing at him? And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Has your Father given you to Jesus Christ? Has God the Father given you to Jesus Christ? He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Isn't that a lot better than thinking about the 100 years you're going to live down here? Well, I just wanted to encourage all of those social media broadcasters this morning to think about your eternal state and not just what's going on down here, the brief millisecond we have compared to eternity while we're living on this earth. It's like a millisecond. Think about your eternal state. The only reason I say this is because I care about you. Regardless of all the great research and hundreds of hours you put into exposing all of this, these lies and everything, look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. You know, our priorities are out of whack. We should be thinking on eternal things. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So that's my message to all the social broadcasters this morning. Think about it. Think of all the hundreds and thousands of hours you put into your research, and to look good in the sight of your 56,000 subscribers or your 86,000 subscribers. You know, I could pull up, right now, some of those people that have all of these different programs. And you know what? It's amazing how many thousands of people follow these people. But these people are not looking to Christ. They're looking outward instead of inward. So anyway, that's my thoughts this morning. And I'm going to send this message to Adam Green. I'm going to send this message to Lift the Veil and to Frankie from Boston and some of these broadcasters and remind them that their lives are passing away. One of these days, all the work you put in down here is going to just be burned up. I don't care how many external hard drives you have. I don't care how many platforms you have. I don't care how many social media outlets you have. It doesn't matter if you have 85,000 subscribers on YouTube. One of these days, those subscribers aren't going to be with you when you come to face your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's going to be you and him. So think on these things is my exhortation to you this morning.